Oh God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Iam Christe sol justitiae mentis dehiscant tenebrae, virtutum ut lux redeat, teris diem cum reparas. Dans tempus acceptabile et penitens cor tribue, converta tut beninitas, quos longa suffert pietas, quidamque penitentiae daffere quo fit demsio, maiore tuo munere, culparum quam vis grandium. Dies venit, dies tua, per quam reflorent omnia, letemur in hac tuae, per hanc reducti gratiae. Te rerum universitas, clemens adore Trinitas, et nos novi perveniam, novum canamus canticum. Amen.
He had neither beauty nor majesty, nothing to attract our eyes. My heart overflows with noble words. To the king I must speak the song I have made. My tongue is nimble as the pen of a scribe. You are the fairest of the children of men, and graciousness is poured upon your lips, because God has blessed you forevermore. O mighty one, gird your sword upon your thigh. In splendor and state, ride on in triumph, for the cause of truth and goodness and right. Take aim with your bow in your dread right hand. Your arrows are sharp. Peoples fall beneath you. The foes of the king fall down and lose heart. Your throne, O God, shall endure forever. A scepter of justice is the scepter of your kingdom. Your love is for justice, your hatred for evil. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness above other kings. Your robes are fragrant with aloes and myrrh. From the ivory palace you are greeted with music. The daughters of kings are among your loved ones. On your right stands the queen in gold of Ophir. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. He had neither beauty nor majesty, nothing to attract our eyes. I will entrust all people to his care, for he has given himself up to death for all. Listen, O daughter, give ear to my words. Forget your own people and your father's house. So will the king desire your beauty. He is your Lord, pay homage to him. And the people of Tyre shall come with gifts. The richest of people shall seek your favor. The daughter of the king is clothed with splendor, her robes embroidered with pearls set in gold. She is led to the king with her maiden companions. They are escorted amid gladness and joy. They pass within the palace of the king. Sons shall be yours in place of your fathers. You will make them princes over all the earth. May this song make your name forever remembered. May the peoples praise you from age to age. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. I will entrust all people to his care, for he has given himself up to death for all. God has blessed us in Christ. Through him, at the cost of his blood, we have been redeemed. Praised be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has bestowed on us in Christ every spiritual blessing in the heavens. God chose us in him before the world began to be holy and blameless in his sight. He predestined us to be his adopted sons through Jesus Christ. Such was his will and pleasure, that all might praise the glorious favor he has bestowed on us in his beloved. In him and through his blood we have been redeemed, and our sins forgiven. So immeasurably generous is God's favor to us. God has given us the wisdom to understand fully the mystery, the plan he was pleased to decree in Christ, a plan to be carried out in Christ in the fullness of time, to bring all things into one in him, in the heavens and on earth. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. God has blessed us in Christ. Through him, at the cost of his blood, we have been redeemed. It is precisely in this that God proves his love for us, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Now that we have been justified by his blood, it is all the more certain that we shall be saved by him from God's wrath. We worship you, O Christ, and we praise you.
We worship you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your cross you have redeemed the world,
we praise you.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
We worship you, O Christ, and we praise you.
As Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be raised up, so that all who believe in him may have eternal life. Magnificat anima mea Dominum, et exultavit spiritus meus in Deo Salvatori meo, Quia respexit humilitatem ancile sue, ecce enim ex hoc beatam medicent omnes generationes, quia fecit mihi magna qui potens est, et sanctum nomen eius, et misericordia eius progenies et progenies, timensibus eum, fecit potentiam in brachio suo. Dispersit superbos mente cortis sui, deposuit potentes de sete, et exaltavit humiles, esurientes simple vit bonis, et ivit estimisit inanes. Suscepit Israel puerum suum, recordatus misericordiae, sicut locutus est ad patres nostros, Abraham et semini eius in saecula. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be raised up, so that all who believe in him may have eternal life. Redeemer of the world, give us a greater share of your passion through a deeper spirit of repentance, so that we may share the glory of your resurrection. May your mother, comfort of the afflicted, protect us. May we console others as you console us. In their trials, enable your faithful people to share in your passion, and so reveal in their lives your saving power. You humbled yourself by being obedient even to accepting death on a cross. Give all who serve you the gifts of obedience and patient endurance. Transform the bodies of the dead to be like your own in glory, and bring us at last into their fellowship.
Sanctify your people, redeemed by your blood.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that though in our weakness we fail, we may be revived through the passion of your only begotten Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God,
that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ.